You are listening to Through the Greenhouse Haze on Open Lines Radio. Through the Greenhouse Haze is brought to you by you. Hey, Open Lines Radio listeners. Welcome back. Welcome back to Open Lines Radio. It's been a couple of years, and we are excited to fire this thing back up. We moved, and I had all my stuff packed up in boxes, and you know how it is when you move, and you have stuff packed up in boxes. It stayed packed up in boxes for a long time, and I finally got to that box and got the stuff out, and I think it's time to come back. I think it's time that we have this conversation again. If you are a former Open Lines Radio host, podcaster, and would like to have us air your podcast again, please reach out to me at HoboSafeCamp on Instagram or OpenLinesRadio at gmail.com. And let's get your content back on Open Lines Radio. If you are interested in being a guest and just being interviewed or talked to or just having a conversation or have something to say, need someone to listen, also reach out to me on Instagram at Open Lines Radio or at HoboSafeCamp and that same email address from before. All right, so I'm not going to lie, we're a little rusty. We're getting things back, getting back into the swing of things. And so this was a nice way to dip our toes in the water and remember how all this equipment works. And I will be talking to you soon. Not to just start off right in controversy right from the beginning here, but I was watching The Tonight Show the other night. The old Johnny Carson one. It's on, I think, Peacock. They put them on there. And so I was watching these Johnny Carson shows from the 70s, and the thing that struck out to me the most was the complete objectification of women and the demeaning way they talk to women. And the way women were purely sexual props. And it just had me thinking that, like, we hear, like, these older generations talking about how, oh, this generation has gone to hell. But it was pretty damn bad back then.
Who was the guest?
It was Anne Margaret.
Oh, were they mean to her?
No, it was just everything was sexual. And in fact, she was sitting there openly talking about her husband. And at the end of it, she goes to stand up to leave, and Johnny Carson gets up and blocks her way and kisses her on the lips. It was a total sexual assault. But you can, I mean, I don't know about a back.
She looked like a deer in headlights.
No, I mean it was Anne Margaret. I'm sure she's whole life.
See, that kind of generalization is the problem.
But no, because it was, I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that she, at that point in her life, 30 movies in, had already been through the ringer, I'm sure. So
see,
she wasn't.
That's assumptive, and that's what I'm saying.
So
like,
she, but
kind of generalization, like, just compounds the problem.
I'm just saying that she had seen it by then. She had. They even talked about the casting couch in her thing.
The proverbial it.
Yes.
Seen it.
But so he kisses her on the lips, and he's coming back, and he's smacking his lips. Like,
ew.
Tastes like strawberry.
Ew.
You know they have those things that taste like strawberry?
Ew.
And the weirdest thing, Ed McMahon wants to get in on on tasting this lipstick to the point that he is like, come on, I'll take it the old-fashioned way. Just give me a kiss. Like, he's trying to get a kiss from Johnny to get the
ew.
Lip gloss from Anne Margaret.
Ew.
And I just, so it, okay, and to your point earlier, yes, I am being assumptive. And my first thought was like, man, they could never show this on TV now. They couldn't air this now. But at the same time,
why couldn't they air it now? You don't think that it still happens?
I don't. My first thought is that they couldn't air it now just because of the way that he was talking to every woman. They had another woman in a skit that was all it was sex jokes about her. And that was my first thought. I was like, oh man, you couldn't show this now. But actually, like, what? How has it changed? Has it really even changed? There's this thought that there's this movement, but are we still right where we were?
Are you asking me like I know?
I don't know.
I'm not a celebrity.
So you don't know if it's changed?
I mean, I know that I still don't make as much as my male counterparts, even though I do more work. I am still spoken to in an objectifying tone sometimes when I'm working in a big box store or something and I'm doing some heavy lifting. Someone will make a comment, oh, she does the work. She picks it because I can lift a bag of mulch over my shoulder. You know? So, yeah, I mean, I still get some comments here and there. But I guess I can't speak on behalf of, like, Anne Margaret style fame of yore, you know?
Right.
In the same context. But I don't think it's gotten a whole lot better. I think we're a lot more accepting and lenient of the queer and trans communities. And that's a start. But does that mean that women no longer get... I'm sure they do.
Well, and I don't want to spend too much time on it because...
Yeah, that's an interesting kickoff topic.
It just really hit me watching it.
I guess now they're just better at... The way I was raised, like, I don't mind and I can take, like, as long as it's not, like, pretty dirty, filthy, obviously snidey, I can take a compliment and from a gentleman and say thank you very much. It's not, like, to put me out to... If someone says, hey, you did a great job, which is rare. But I can take a compliment. I prefer not to be complimented on my looks. I prefer to be complimented on my more objective human goals. But
and I guess, too, with looking at the TV... And I think what hit me with watching The Tonight Show was that it was just so obvious in your face. And I think maybe now they just do a little bit better job of hiding it, but I still think it's there.
I think it was all, it was in your face everywhere back then too, because like C.W. Fields, writers of that kind of generational group and ilk, they all kind of had that kind of society... Don Draper type of, you know, attitude to their women, their female assistants, to their wives at home. Ooh, who's her friend? Who's your friend? You know, that kind of creep core. But yeah, anyway, let's move on to a different topic.
All right, and I don't know that this is necessarily... bringing some levity, but I kind of wanted to talk about spirituality and the cycles and the loss of spirituality. Like when you've achieved this, I don't know what spirituality even means, but when you achieve this level and then suddenly you lose it and then you try to go to get it back.
Well, who's defining these levels? Are you defining them for yourself? Are you letting society at large define these?
No, it's myself.
Levels. Many subtle levels, Jerry.
No, because somebody asked me last week if I considered myself spiritual.
Who asked you that?
Someone I was talking to. On a Teams call.
What did you reply?
And I just said, you know what? I'm really not. And it like took me a minute to...
Now, if someone would have asked me if it was of my opinion that you are a spiritual person, I would have said absolutely.
No, I don't feel it at all. And then it actually took me a minute. It's like, well, have you ever been spiritual? I'm like, have I been? And then it's like, oh, wait, like a couple of years ago,
yeah,
I was like
very
feeling like guru-ish levels of spirituality. And now I'm just trying to get through
it's
a day.
It's okay to change. It's okay to change. I think you're right. I think spirituality has a natural kind of ebb and flow. And there are periods when you just really aren't in that zone, and then sometimes there are periods where you're all in that zone, like you live there, you're there, everything you do. I used to be kind of the same way, and I'm having a hard time too lately. I have more reason to be grateful than ever before in my life, but I find myself kind of lacking the level of gratitude that I want to be expressing in my everyday word and deed. I don't know where it went off the rails, but...
So, is it something to be concerned about? Or do you just let life play out? Like, do we try to get back to that level of awareness and enlightenment that I was feeling? Or was that even real? Was that just like you're coming into something new, and then once something's no longer new anymore, it just becomes... just your everyday whatever. So you don't actually feel that excitement, but it's still there.
That's true with everything under the sun.
Yes. I guess I'm just asking for some advice.
I don't think it could hurt to try and reintegrate a modicum of spirituality back into your everyday. I think only gains could be gotten.
Okay.
It's been a rough couple of years for everyone on the planet, and it just doesn't seem to be improving, and now we're seeing people suffering all the time, and we feel like there's nothing we can really do to stop the madness of the wheel of world events as it is turning and crushing. It's rough. It's hard to watch. It's hard to digest. It's hard to process. Hard to cope.
Well, this has been a very, so far, heavy... through the greenhouse.
Sympathy and empathy aren't really like something that abound around. They're more the rarity than the... Although that's not entirely true. It kind of depends on the community you choose to surround yourself with. Our Instagram community has had friendships that have endured for decades now. And I feel very supported and structured, and it's there.
Yeah, it's there.
A good community. There's still insightful things I read every day from people that have always been giving me insightful things.
Yeah, I agree with that. I guess I'm just having a hard time coming up with something new, because I want that feeling of newness again. I think that's what I'm missing. It's not that I'm not spiritual. It's just that I'm just
missing the newness.
Yeah.
Well, this is a start. Sitting down talking about it is a start, right?
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, and I guess maybe I've just fallen out of practice.
Well, we went from a full-size house to two rooms and a hallway, so.
That's true.
It's taken a while to carve out a spot in the space.
Yeah, but what a journey.
Yeah.
Huh?
Big time.
What a journey from those early days at the avocado grove.
Yeah.
Which isn't far from here. We still ended up pretty darn close.
Yeah, very close.
So, what else you got? You got any stories for me? Tell me a story.
I got no stories.
Come on, you gotta have some kind of story.
I got nothing. I had a little breakdown. I don't even have a job. I got no stories.
Well, what are you working on out there?
Out where?
Where there's shit growing everywhere.
I'm propagating. That's about all I'm doing right now. Taking geranium cuttings and trying to kind of build a backyardscape with the bare bones because we don't actually have like access through a vehicle to the back.
No, it has to go through the house.
So it's, yeah, it's been a labor of trial and errors and experimental things. And I don't know, I did a couple floral gigs, getting back into designing a little bit, kind of trying to see if I can rejog my creative juices that way, get back into creating some floral and doing something different, working on it. So yeah, I'm kind of in the same spot as you. Like, okay, what needs to get restarted? What can be saved? What goes out with the bathwater?
It's always alchemy still.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been difficult for me. I've been a mom since my entire adult life. And to be an empty nester now and have all my kids off in college and some out living their lives after college even. You know, it's like, what is my purpose? I don't know how to cook for two people. I know how to cook for seven people, you know? And just trying to reframe the way I look at everything. Sorry. I went hiking through the weeds today, so I have a little bit itchy. A little itchy, scratchy throat, a little itchy, scratchy on my arms where I came in contact with some stuff that I was taking for cuttings that I can propagate for myself. Took a little honeysuckle, took a little jasmine. Not from our neighbors, just from the stuff that's growing over the fence on the growing grounds where the tractor was cutting.
I see. Well, that sounds like you've got something going on, return to nature in a way.
Well, it's a beautiful super bloom spring, so it's like, it's just like honey and jasmine on the wind out there. It's beautiful. You know, warm afternoon sun. It's just like the breeze blows by and it's like, oh, flowers everywhere. And all the little pollinators are out. All the bumble butts are head deep in the buttercups. And chickens are cooing. And I met a lovely, looked like a homing pigeon. It might have been a mourning dove, I don't know. But he was cooing on the fence.
Nice.
It's probably going to be a terrible season for kittens and barn cats.
How come?
It's probably going to be a kitten boom around here because the love cats have been howling.
You know, this has been, it's been nice talking to you, but it's been very somber. But maybe that's just the mood. I don't know. Is that just what's...
You said we were too serious and then we got somber?
Yeah, serious to somber.
That's life. that's over 40, dude.
Yeah, you know, I think this was a nice dipping our toes back in the water. It's been a couple of years since we've sat in front of these microphones and...
Years? Has it been years?
I think it's been two years.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Well, now that it's in my brain again, I'll start banking some material and looking for some funny stories.
Right on.
I did read that a circus elephant escaped captivity and went on a little joy stomp through a Montana town.
Really?
Last week.
Did they catch it?
Yes, and the circus is cited for several violations of animal cruelty. But yeah, this elephant
was sons like of bitches
running around a Montana town.
It's hilarious.
I don't know if it's hilarious, but I'm sure it was a sight.
I think it's hilarious. All right, well, let's get out of here.